WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
JPSS-1 is scheduled to launch on November the 10th, 2017. On board the satellite will be a host of measuring equipment to probe the atmosphere surrounding Earth. The Advanced Technology Microwave Sounder instrument is the next generation cross-track microwave sounder providing atmospheric temperature and moisture for operational weather and climate applications. ATMS is a key instrument that collects microwave radiation from the Earth's atmosphere and surface all day and all night, even through clouds. ATMS currently is on the SUMI NPP satellite, and it will be on the JPS-1 and JPSS-2 satellites. ATMS combines the capabilities of current generation microwave temperature sounders and microwave humidity sounders currently flying on NOAA's Polar Orbiting Operational Environmental Satellites, or POES. The clouds in the Earth's radiant energy system instrument measures reflected sunlight and thermal radiation emitted by the Earth. SIRS FM5 is currently flying on the SUMI NPP satellite, and SIRS FM6 will fly on the JPSS-1 spacecraft. The radiation budget instrument is scheduled to fly on the JPSS-2 satellite mission. SIRS helps provide measurements of the spatial and temporal distribution of Earth's radiation budget components. This further develops a quantitative understanding of the links between the Earth's radiation budget and the properties of the atmosphere and the surface that define it. The cross-track infrared sounder instrument is the first in a series of advanced operational sounders that provides more accurate, detailed atmospheric temperature and moisture observations for weather and climate applications. The Advanced Ozone Mapping and Profiler Suite tracks the health of the ozone layer and measures the concentration of ozone in the Earth's atmosphere. And finally, the Visible Infrared Imaging Radiometer Suite, or VIRS, that instrument collects visible and infrared imagery and global observations of land, atmosphere, cryosphere, and oceans. So you can tell that there's a tremendous amount of atmospheric data that will be collected via JPSS-1. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.